This episode of The Takeaway is supported by Stitcher Smart Radio. Now podcast listeners can access the latest episodes of The Takeaway and PRI's other shows while on the go without downloading or syncing with Stitcher Smart Radio. Thousands of popular podcasts and programs are available on demand. Stitcher instantly delivers new episodes of your favorite shows to your mobile phone without syncing or downloading. Stitcher Smart Radio can be found in the iPhone or Android app stores or at stitcher.com/takeaway. With poverty at its highest rate since 1959, there are nearly 50 million Americans who don't know whether or not they'll eat a Thanksgiving dinner. Not enough turkeys to go around this holiday. It's Wednesday, November 23rd, and this is The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning, John.
Good morning.
Food banks around the country are turning people away when their cupboards are bare. We're going to talk about how to stretch fewer donations to feed more people in just a minute. We've also got a preview of the weekend's movies with our Movie Date podcast pair and the legalities of pepper spray. When can you use it? When should you? But here's what you're talking about.
Bob from Orange County, Virginia. This Thanksgiving season, I am thankful because last year at this time, I was unemployed with no health benefits for my wife and children. After about 6 months, I became employed as a civilian employee of the Marine Corps and have, though less income, enough to take care of my family.
That's the second listener who's called in to say they're thankful for their new job. Tell us what you're thankful for as we approach the holiday. 877-8-MY-TAKE or post your comments at thetakeaway.org. First, though, let's check in on the morning's headlines.
And we've got a fifth day of unrest in Egypt after the people in Tahrir Square, the protesters, rejected a plan by the country's transitional military leaders that might have moved up a presidential election. There are reports of police using live ammo against the demonstrators in Cairo's Tahrir Square. Clashes have already killed more than two dozen since the weekend. The United Nations has condemned what it calls the excessive use of force by the country's security forces. Meanwhile, Yemen's president has agreed to sign a deal transferring power in exchange for immunity from prosecution. Opposition and ruling parties have also come on board with this U.S.-backed deal to end Yemen's political crisis.
Republicans vying for their party's presidential nomination met last night again for a foreign policy and national security debate. New frontrunner Newt Gingrich took some flack for his approach to illegal immigration.
If you've come here recently, you have no ties to this country, you ought to go home, period. If you've been here 25 years and you got three kids and two grandkids, you've been paying taxes and obeying the law, you belong to a local church, I don't think we're going to separate you from your family, uproot you forcefully, and kick you out.
However, Republican strategist Ron Christie defended the former housekeeper. He told The Takeaway last hour Gingrich set himself apart from the pack.
I was very surprised by his stance on immigration, that where all the Republicans are out trying to outflank themselves on the right, he sounded very reasonable, and I think he's going to stay in the front-runner status for the next couple weeks.
Mitt Romney and John Huntsman also had a sharp exchange disagreeing on how to withdraw American troops from Afghanistan. Major League Baseball players and owners are on board for another 5 years. The two sides have agreed on a new labor contract that includes blood testing for human growth hormones. Commissioner Bud Selig calls this deal a proud moment.
It meant a great deal to me personally and a great deal to our sport. And I'm proud of both parties' participation. They both recognize it and did it.
Random testing will begin in spring training and happen during upcoming off seasons, not yet during the regular season.
Well, maybe the baseball owners can hire some basketball players who can't get their collective bargaining act together. It's the busiest travel day as Americans make their way to their Thanksgiving destinations over the river and through the woods. AAA says more than 42 million travelers are getting out of town this morning. Amtrak expects to have its highest one-day ridership ever today and is using every rail car in its fleet.
Looking at the markets, Asian and European markets are down. Futures are down as well. The Dow will start at 11,493, the S&P at 1,188. The NASDAQ will open at 22:16. Later this hour, do you associate certain foods with Thanksgiving? Of course you do. Most people associate turkey.
Who does
cranberry sauce?
Who would associate turkey with Thanksgiving? That's absurd.
many of those things
Nobody
you may be surprised to know. We're not at the original Thanksgiving dinner. We're going to talk about historic Thanksgiving Day foods a little later this hour.
Pilgrim fashions also coming up.
No, we're not going to be talking about pilgrim fashions. You could talk about it. Why don't you blog about your pilgrim fashions there, John? But we do want to talk about what you're thankful for this Thanksgiving. You can post your comments at thetakeaway.org, which is where Peter from Stillwater, Oklahoma wrote. He says, I will be in my dorm room working on homework and a research project. I'm thankful for my country, friends, family, community, and most importantly, my mind. I'm thankful for your mind, too, Peter. First, we want to talk about food banks and their issues this holiday as they run out of food. That's in a moment.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.